So as we look across global shipping, there are multiple disruptions happening, which seem to be layering on top of each other. From your perspective at the Center for Ports and Waterways, how should we understand what's going on?
Well, you're right. When you step back, these disruptions really start to stack up. And before we get into specifics, it's worth remembering that the ocean isn't this wide open, go anywhere space. Global shipping actually moves through a surprisingly small number of lanes, almost like highways at sea. So when one of those highways gets blocked or threatened, there aren't many detours. So I would say this moment is best understood as a system-wide shock affecting, I would say, three major choke points at the same time. The first is the Strait of Hormuz, which has been in the news. It's the entry into the Persian Gulf. The second is the connection of the Gulf of Aden to the Red Sea, leading to the Suez Canal, and finally, the Panama Canal. So the Strait of Hormuz handles most of the world's largest flows of crude oil and liquid natural gas, or LNG. The Red Sea and the Suez Canal are the main Asia-Europe artery, and the Panama Canal is really that Atlantic-Pacific balancing valve. So when each of these comes under strain, global shipping loses flexibility and resulting in longer routes, higher costs, and reduced schedule reliability.
So, how unusual is the current level of disruption?
Well, I would say exceptionally unusual. In March, vessel traffic through the Strait of Hormuz has fallen to only a handful of ships, with some days seeing zero movements compared with typical daily flows of, geez, well over 100 vessels. Satellite and carrier data confirmed this dramatic collapse in normal activity. And historically, there had been early disruptions, but they've only removed a small share of global oil flows. Today's situation really affects a quarter that normally carries roughly one-fifth of global petroleum supply. And this disruption is several times larger than earlier shocks.